Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Ray Hager and Paul Enos talk to Secretary of State Ross Miller. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Bob Berengo, David Jacobs, and Mary Lau. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
Be here, not at divorce court. I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York. We protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children. We only seek men as clients and negotiate before going to court. Divorce is tough. I've been there, and I share my daughter with my ex-husband. Sarah, Raina, and I can help you.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
Where's the best place to find out what's really happening? Find it every Thursday in the Reno News and Review. In-depth reporting, balanced news coverage, insightful entertainment reviews, award-winning journalism you won't find anywhere else, best editorial writing, best entertainment writing, best business news story, best investigative story, best local columnist. The Reno News and Review, when you want to know what's really happening.
If you're looking for real craftsmanship in metal fabrication, Deluxe Welding will creatively support your design. They take welding to an art form. Custom fabrication, beams and columns, railings, truss brackets, steel and precast concrete stairs. They can come to your location or provide you with the material for your project. Steel, stainless steel, and aluminum. See Don and Matt's work at DeluxeWelding.com. If it's made of metal, they'll make it magnificent.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Schaff, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Schaff.
Hey, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today, of course, is Ross Miller. He's a Secretary of State of the great state of Nevada. Welcome to you, Ross.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, first off, in October, your officer agents raided an Acorn office in Las Vegas in a voter registration fraud case. They had signed up like Tony Romo and Terrell Owens of the Cowboys to, of course, vote in Nevada. What has ever become of that? It seems like after the election, that story just fell off the map.
Well, you know, the coverage has stopped, but the investigation hasn't. We're still investigating it. There's a lot of things that we needed to do once we got a hold of all the essential documents, and we're essentially trying to find out how widespread the voter registration fraud was and whether or not we can hold these people accountable. I'd expect that ultimately we will file some type of case on it, but right now it's still under investigation.
And we're sure that Tony Romo, Terrell Owens, and Mickey Mouse didn't vote, right?
Well, I think that's the positive thing of what the investigation showed is that the system works. We were able to detect that that we were receiving a large number of attempts to fraudulently register people, but those names never made it on the voter registration rolls. We kept them off. The system has checks and balances, but obviously this has been a problem for a while. That's why we wanted to take an aggressive stance. That's why we took the measures that we did to show these people that these are felonies, and we'll hold you accountable if we can substantiate the claims.
Do you think that the case may go much deeper than originally reported, that this might be a widespread abuse of voter registration fraud in our state?
Well, that was part of the investigation, and what we're trying to find out is obviously we had substantial evidence that there were individual canvassers out there that were submitting fraudulent registration forms and trying to get those on our voter rolls. Acorn, in fact, hired 59 prison inmates, some of whom were convicted of identity theft, to go out and canvass voters and try to get additional voter registration forms turned in. That was disconcerting to us, and so we executed the search warrant, and part of the purpose of executing that warrant is to get a hold of of all the documents to try to match up which forms were coming from which people and find out how widespread or pervasive this was.
Are you only seeing the problem with the people that are paid to registered voters, or do you see that with volunteers as well?
By and large, most of the problems come with the organizations that pay canvassers in order to register people. Acorn wasn't paying people, to our knowledge, per registration form, but what they were doing is giving people a set quotas, from my understanding, just indicating to them that, 20 forms or so is about the quota, and that's what we expect in terms of your job performance. And, lo and behold, when you go out and hire people off of the street, some of them prison inmates that are down on their luck, and you tell them in order to keep this job you have to register 20 people, it shouldn't really come as a surprise to some of these organizations that you're going to have problems with voter registration forms being turned in. In fairness to them, they said that they have quality controls and try to keep those people off the voter rolls, but that's not honestly what we saw in terms of the forms that were actually turned in. So it was important that we took an aggressive stance and put law enforcement in there to find out whether or not there was any criminal activity that took place.
Well, Ross, you mentioned that they hired recently paroled prison inmates to collect these?
Not paroled. Actually, inmates that are still in the confinement of the Nevada prison system at Casa Grande, which is a transitional housing facility down in Las Vegas. These people are still serving their sentence. And as part of that sentence, they go out and get jobs in the community. And these were the jobs that our prison system allowed them to take. And Acorn went out and deliberately hired these people. So I think it's problematic on both sides. The prison system shouldn't have been hiring or shouldn't allow their prison inmates to be out coming into contact with people's personal information, which is against the law. And Acorn clearly shouldn't have gone in and asked prison inmates to go out and try to register voters.
Well, couldn't you have done something about this before it led to a raid? After all, you're on the board of the State Prison Commission.
If I had known about it, we certainly would have objected. I was the lone voice saying this is outrageous. That's why we went in and executed the warrant in conjunction with the task force that we formed with the Attorney General's office. That's why I asked hard questions at the Board of Prisons meeting as to how this could possibly happen. How can we have oversight in the Department of Corrections that allows for prison inmates to be hired by a group that's coming into contact with people's personal information?
Okay, Paul?
Ross, getting aside from that, besides elections, another thing you do is register businesses that want to come in and do business in the state. You're responsible for the state business license. Mm-hmm. Have you seen a drop-off in the number of businesses that have wanted to come to Nevada because of the recession?
We've seen somewhat of a drop. We're the third highest revenue-generating agency in the state. We're second per capita in the number of filings we have, behind only Delaware, which indicates, I think, that when viewed in the eyes of America, Nevada's the second-best place in the country to do business and to incorporate, because we've done some pretty smart things. We have very favorable incorporation laws, very business-friendly statutes, and as a result of that, we've generated a significant amount of revenue. Now, Delaware has seen a significant decline, and we're fortunate in Nevada we haven't seen such a significant decline. In fact, our revenues are fairly flat. We've seen some declines in some areas, and it's something that I think is some pause for concern as we head into the next budget cycle, and we're going to have to watch it very closely. But clearly what we need to do is take aggressive steps to try to promote Nevada, promote what we have happening here, so that we can encourage additional businesses to keep filing in Nevada.
Okay, let's stop it right there, Ross. We'll be right back. Of course, Ross Miller does not want you to vote early and often. We'll be right back with round two with our Secretary of State.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Success at TRI has come from public-private partnerships. We're here at the USA Parkway Extension with Roger Norman, Master Developer, and Bum Hess, Story County Commissioner. Let's listen in.
Roger, I see you're building some more roadway out here.
Yeah, we're completed 4 miles. We have 4 miles under construction, and we're on our way to Highway 50.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
All systems checked. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roofs.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. Let's get a closer look. Sam!
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Item 29 was held, so that brings us to item 30, which is related to 31 and 32 and can be heard together if the commission wishes.
Items 30, 31, and 32 have been called for. Is there any discussion on those items from the commission?
Yeah. Hey, Roy. It'd really mean a lot to me if we could put to motion item 30. It's my favorite, personal favorite.
There's an easier way inside local politics. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, we're back with Ross Miller, the State of Nevada Secretary of State. Welcome again to you, Ross.
Thanks. Ross, can you tell us a little bit about the business portal?
Yeah, the business portal is an idea I had when I came into office, which is when I met with business leaders and people around the community that use the Secretary of State's office. One of the chief complaints you get is it's just too much bureaucracy. Even though it's very efficient in the Secretary of State's office, if you want to set up a business, you end up having to go to the Department of Taxation to fill out a business license form and pay that fee. You got to go to another agency. You know, you got to run to 17 different agencies in order to complete what should be, in my estimation, a pretty simple transaction. And so the business portal is an idea to try to create an online web-based portal that would integrate all of those systems. So if you want to set up your business, you can file your online articles of incorporation with my office, pay that fee, then it'll ask you if you want to pay the business license fee at the same time, fill out that form, fill out the DMV's forms. So if you have a fleet of vehicles, if you've got something with employment security, you can fill that out also, and you pay all those fees at the same time. Next year, if you want to renew all of those, it's a simple checkout form. We'll see an additional capture of revenue that's in the millions of dollars is estimated by
what we have people that will register. They'll come here and register a corporation, but they'll never register with the Department of Taxation. So that is something that...
Sure. You see all that additional capture of revenue. You'd see somebody that may get a license from one of the state agencies that may not be in good standing with my office. And so they'll have to pay all of those back fees to come up in a good standing. You also see the efficiencies just in terms of the administration of it. What happens is every agency that's responsible for, in essence, gathering the same information from this entity, has somebody that has to enter in that information into their computer form, take the paper form and manually enter it, collect that revenue then. There's, just, I think, tremendous efficiencies that we'd see by integrating the system, by bringing everybody together. The technology's clearly there. We'd be one of the first states, if not the only state in the country, to be able to put this in place, and I think prove to the rest of the country that we are very business friendly, that we're taking proactive steps to try to reduce the bureaucracy and to make it very clean and efficient for people to come to Nevada and set up their business and get all your licensing requirements out of
the way. Does this include local governments?
It could. The technology is clearly there to do it. When we had the state audit committee come in and take a look and see how many millions of dollars this would generate for the state, we had some representatives from the locals come in, and it's certainly something that they want to participate in. The scope of it is really limitless. So it's something we're going to be exploring this next legislative session to try to get the authority to do it. It may take some initial funding, but ultimately it'll pay off.
Ross, I want to ask you a little bit about your future. You're 33 years old, is that correct?
32.
Okay.
Almost 32.
Well, you're getting to be an old man, but I'm not as old as us. But
speak for yourself, Hager.
Your name has been mentioned, of course, as you know, as a possible run for governor in 2010. Of course, there's a long line of Democrats that want to run. Rory Reid, Barbara Buckley, Bob Cashel. You...
You're putting Bob Cashel on a Democratic side.
I'm sorry. it's an honest mistake. look at his policies. But anyway, getting back to this, would you? Does it look serious? Is this a serious run?
I don't know, and I'm not trying to deflect the question, but, you know, when I decided to run for Secretary of State, I looked at politics with a little bit of a guarded eye, coming from a political family. You got to have a very real understanding of whether or not the office appeals to you, which it clearly did, but what it exposes your family to. And I think I have a very real understanding of that. Those are family decisions. You've got to look at whether or not the office appeals to you, but also whether or not you want to go undertake the race. The landscape just hasn't fully developed enough, I think, to look at any of the offices that I'd be interested in 2010. We'll make those decisions pretty shortly here, but we just haven't done that yet.
Being 32, is your window of opportunity just limited to maybe 7 years out as two terms as Secretary of State? Do you have to move then, or could you move into something else and maybe come back and run for governor as in 20 years? I mean, in 20 years, you'd only be 52.
Yeah, that's true. I really just don't know. I enjoyed being a criminal prosecutor, which was my job before I became Secretary of State. I could see myself doing that again. I got my MBA at the same time that I got my law degree, so I've always wanted to get into business. I could honestly leave politics behind and just move on to a different life and probably wouldn't miss it entirely. I certainly miss the policy side and being involved, and am flattered to have this position, which has allowed me a lot of flexibility to do the kind of things that I want to do. But ultimately, I can't answer those questions because I don't know what the landscape will look like.
Okay. Ross, one of the things our current governor is dealing with has been budget cuts, and I know that they haven't laid anybody off per se, but they've eliminated positions either through attrition or by getting rid of the ones that are no longer filled. You've actually done something different in your office. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, our office has been harder hit than just about any other state agency because we have a declining source of revenue in our office. That a lot of our positions were funded by this source of revenue. So even though our revenues across the board are fairly flat, we've had a declining source of revenue, and as a result of that, I had to balance my budget and then do the cuts. So we had to lay people off and eliminate 16% of the positions, which was a unique position for us. And it was a difficult decision to do, but I've been proud of the fact that we've been able to maintain a lot of our efficiencies despite that fact.
Okay, Ross, thank you for coming in today. We got to cut it right there.
You got it.
We'll be right back with our pundit panel after these few words.
For more than a decade, the Southern Nevada Water Authority has been helping the community embrace conservation as a way of life. That includes replacing more than 50 million square feet of grass with water-smart landscaping. During the worst drought on record, watering restrictions and tough landscaping codes have reduced the community's water use by billions of gallons, even as thousands of new residents were moving into Nevada. That's smart water management, and that's our promise to Nevada.
News, weather, sports, comedy, and drama. All free antenna TV will be lost to our family and friends if they don't upgrade their antenna TV sets to digital by February 17th. Help them get a low-cost DTV converter box and help hook it up, scan the channels into it, adjust their antenna, and even get behind that TV wall unit. Visit DTVAnswers.com or phone 1-888-CALL-FCC to help those you care about enjoy free digital television now.
I always paid off my credit cards, but when I lost my job, I couldn't keep up.
When I got my credit card statement, I knew I was in deep trouble.
We thought we were ready for retirement.
But on our fixed income, the credit card payments were just impossible.
If you're struggling with credit card debt, now a solution is only 5 minutes away. Debt.com is the answer to reducing and eliminating your credit card debt, starting with just one call.
Debt.com hooked me up with a professional who got me payments I could afford.
Now we're in control again.
I don't know how we would have made it without Debt.com.
My credit cards are under control now. I can't imagine what I would have done without Debt.com.
It can happen to anyone at any time, and it's probably not your fault. Talk to a professional who specializes in your situation, and you can start reducing your debt in the next 5 minutes. Call Debt.com for a confidential free consultation and fix it fast.
Call 1-800-893-1458 now.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, welcome to the program. A great Power Pundit panel. As always, Bob Baringo is here, the former Speaker of the Assembly, David Jacobs, Assistant City Editor with the Reno Gazette Journal, and Mary Lau, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. So let's start out with Caroline Kennedy. Looks like she may well replace Hillary Clinton in that Senate seat in New York.
I'm interested to see what Hillary Clinton says about her replacement, which we haven't seen yet.
What are your thoughts, David? She was a very big, obviously, Obama supporter.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that she chose at this time in her life to step forward into that form of public service.
She'd really never wanted to be involved before.
Yeah, obviously, she's really well-known and very well-respected, and I know she's very close to Senator Edward Kennedy, her uncle, so that'd be an interesting dynamic there.
You know, interesting, Mary, we've just gotten through dynasties, and now here we have another dynasty rearing its head.
Well, I don't know that we've actually gotten through dynasties, because the Clinton dynasty, if you want to put it that way, is continuing through appointments in the Obama cabinet and stuff. But
where else would they have gone? They'd have to go back to the previous administration there.
And go back into Carter.
Carter, yeah. Exactly.
No, I mean, absolutely. To get qualified people, sometimes you have to get people that have served before. But it's interesting that Carolyn has thrown her hat in the ring and expects it to be a fait accompli to continue having a Kennedy in service. So it'll be interesting. She doesn't have the experience, but she has the in.
And then there's also the story that came out of Florida a few weeks ago that Jeb Bush might be interested in the Florida Senate seat in a couple of years, because one of the senators apparently isn't going to run again. So it could be a Bush in the Senate.
It'll be fascinating to watch. Okay, you had an interesting story in today's Reno Gazette Journal talking about what's going on with the city of Sparks and looking towards federal money that may be coming to the states and cities.
Yeah, I've noticed Sparks seems to be taking a pretty assertive stand the last several months in terms of having a greater voice in Carson City, being assertive with projects possibly in Washington. They have but I believe it's $60 million for just the stimulus alone, and this is separate from, I believe it's about $36 million in regular federal proposed projects. It doesn't mean they're going to get funded, but at least they have a plan.
Governor Gibbons was on the program yesterday, and he was talking about how the state is ready with hundreds of millions of dollars of projects. How rapidly could that affect our state's economy?
I don't know how it's going to affect the economy. It can affect some of the projects, or they're having to sit by the wayside and stuff. I mean, you do get people employed through that, but it's never really worked as a plan. You know, the New Deal didn't work as a plan. If you don't have something that is productive and makes money and just gives money away, regardless of how needed it is, it's still going to cost money.
But does it not improve, for example, your sales tax base, because now you're putting people back to work? Therefore, you're going to cut the state's costs in unemployment, and you're going to be able to put money into the grocery stores and the dry cleaners?
To a small amount, yes, but it doesn't sustain itself. It's not a living, breathing entity like a project would be. So after a while, you're still just giving away money, and sooner or later, that goes away. So they're going to try to stimulate with something like this, but you still have to have private industry doing its job and generating revenue, because there's money going out, but there's no revenue that's going to be coming back in to create that money.
It was interesting, we noted on the program yesterday, that Treasure Island sold to Phil Ruffin, former owner of the New Frontier, essentially for a song. MGM Mirage had done $84 million worth of improvements to the property before they turned it over to him, and he's saying at this point, we'll look around and see if there's anything that needs to be done. But it's interesting, because that gives MGM Mirage money towards helping finish Project City Center. If we saw some kind of government infusion of cash, wouldn't that help us to get to the point where you have a massive project like that opening up in 2010, 2011?
Government giving some cash to what, local projects to widen the highway? Highway projects are, I mean, I'm trying to understand what kind of projects you're talking about.
They're looking at essentially infrastructure, yes.
Infrastructure projects. So it would bring some money in and keep some of the people in Las Vegas that may be looking to move now, and maybe putting some floor underneath the housing prices for a while. But you've got to really get the industry itself, I think, to pick up with people coming from outside of the state, which the occupancy is horrible in Las Vegas now. People just aren't coming.
But what the industry is doing, though, is exactly what they should be doing, which is dropping rates like crazy.
They are.
And coming up with all kinds of awesome packages.
But if you look at those rates, I mean, you can't even pay for the maid service out of some of these rates. It's very difficult. I mean, they all they're doing is covering incremental costs. And Ruffin's comment in the Wall Street Journal was that was fascinating. It said, you know, those people with no debt will make out. And I'm a pretty good I'm a simple guy. I'm a good guy with math. And I look at the numbers. And with no debt, I can make this work. Well, that's exactly right. Everybody who has debt, which is you look at a lot of the properties in Vegas that have the massive debts, they got to pay debt plus pay the maid service on those rooms. And with those kind of giveaway room raises, they can't make it work.
But in the old days, that was exactly how they operated was. They gave away everything and relied on the incremental revenue from gaming.
Yeah, but they didn't have the debt they do now.
Right, and that's true.
And we've lost some properties in Las Vegas on the fringes of Vegas that had massive, smaller properties, but they had big debt.
You see a lot more to come?
I think there's some more out there, yes.
Okay, that's where I got to leave it. We thank you all. We appreciate the discussion. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Year after year, one show continues to change lives. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, it's the Biggest Loser finale, live. Witness the biggest transformations ever.
I walk away knowing that I can do anything.
Then at 10, 9 Central, the premiere of the most anticipated show of the year, Mama's Boys.
Just can't let go of him. I can't. I'm a mom.
The biggest night on television is here. It all starts tonight, 8, 7 Central on NBC.
When accidents happen, having AAA auto insurance turns things around for you quickly, reliably, and personably. Just the way our legendary road service can get you out of a jam anytime, anywhere.
Oh my goodness.
So make the right call now to request the no obligation free quote from an agent trained to find you the right coverage. And discover the AAA difference. Like friendly claim service you can count on 24/7. AAA certified repairs that are done fast and done right.
Great.
And discounts for having AAA auto and home insurance.
Oh, you have AAA?
That's good.
All at affordable rates. You'll also get this free AAA accident kit just for calling to get a quote. It all starts here with a simple phone call.
Hi, AAA.
So call today and get a free gift when you ask for a no obligation quote. Get more. Get AAA.
When the IRS levied my business and personal accounts, I didn't know where to turn. My CPA recommended American Tax Relief.
If you owe over $10,000 to the IRS or state, call American Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Look, the IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to settle your debt. This is your one-second chance. Use it well.
I thought I was going to lose my business, but American Tax Relief got me a second chance.
Call 1-800-734-1892 now and settle for less.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, Michael Yakira, President and CEO of NV Energy. We'll see you then.